Welcome back to the podcast. This is Tweester.
And this is the Deuteronomist.
And this is the mini-sode that we talked about way back when we did the Samson episode. We said that we'd give the foxes their due.
Yeah, we gotta return to the foxes. How long ago was that episode?
Oh my god, it was a long time ago. I don't even know.
I'm gonna say 8 months.
8 months? It could be yep. 8 months, could be a year.
Yeah, say something in the comments to let us know how wrong I am.
Yes.
Are there comments? Can you comment on this?
You can. Yeah, if someone leaves a review on iTunes, they can. Also, if I start re-uploading, for a while, I uploaded them to a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And then I stopped because I was like, that's so much extra work with everything else I'm doing. But I might go back and like upload another batch. So yes, it is possible that they will be able to comment.
Oh, great.
I upload them like 3 or 4 at a time when I do it to YouTube.
Well, send us write Tweester a review only based on whether or not I got that arbitrary date correct.
And that's all.
Five stars or 0 stars, you have to do it.
Five stars.
Five stars, or maybe zero stars.
Maybe 3. 3 could be fair.
No, 5 stars. 5 stars for Fox Facts 5.
Exactly.
Is that why it's 5?
Yeah, Fox Facts 5.
Is it because this is the 5th time we've done this and I forgot the first 4? Or is it because there are 5 facts?
It's because I wanted to go with 5 facts and I wanted an alliteration because foxes. And I was like, oh, we should do 5 Fox Facts.
It is appropriately alliterative.
Yeah.
5 Fox Facts. Well, let's hear them. 5.
So yeah, feel bad for the foxes because what does Samson did? If you don't know what we're talking about, go back and check out the Samson episode. We talk about the foxes for a while. It's an integral part of the story. Mm-hmm. You'll see it.
I haven't listened to all your episodes, but probably your sexiest episode.
It's very sexy. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's Samson. It's a muscle man.
So. Samson and Delilah, that sweats sex.
That's a hot enemy affair that they
have. Yeah, we talked about bondage. How many episodes have you talked about bondage?
I think that's the only one. I should talk about bondage in at least one more other episode. Wait, does this count?
I'll try to work it in.
Okay. So, I'm gonna bounce some Fox Facts off of you, and you just tell me what you think.
Sure.
Alright, so, here's the first Fox Fact. Foxes are solitary. Let me explain. Foxes are part of the Canidae family, which means they're related to wolves, jackals, and dogs. Now, they're medium sized. They're between like 7 and 15 pounds. Pointy faces and bushy tails. But unlike their relatives, foxes are not pack animals. When they raise their young, they live in small families. People call them leashes of foxes or skulks of foxes. I don't know why. Why do we have to have all these different names for groupings of things? Everyone just wants to get their own word in. That's why.
You know, I think it's really appropriate that they're solitary animals and they're part of the... What family did you call it?
Canidae family.
It sounds like, can I date? Can I get a date?
Can I get a date?
Yeah, they're solitary. Can I get a date?
But when they're in their families, the small families, when they're raising young...
Then they're married.
They don't need dates. That's the only time that they stick together and they have these underground burrows.
Oh, okay.
But otherwise, they hunt and sleep alone.
So they're like already, so what you're saying is they're doomsday preppers?
They
get these underground families of foxes that prep for the end of the world.
And they're good parents whenever they have young, but as soon as the young are out, they're like, you're on your own. Everyone find your own burrow. We got to survive this thing.
And no one can stand them as teenagers because they, can I get a date?
Oh, so annoying. Yeah. Can I get a date? Like, wow, you just keep asking and I keep saying no. You creeper fox. So that's the first Fox fact.
Okay, good.
I've got another one
for
you.
Very factual.
Though.
Let's hear the second one.
They have a lot in common with cats.
I doubt it.
Let me explain.
Sure.
Like the cat, the fox is the most active after the sun goes down. All right? You know, anyone who's ever had a cat knows that a lot of times they get the zoomies once it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
All right? They have a vertically oriented pupils that allow them to see dim light. Whereas, you know, other dogs have like the round eyes, yeah. And they hunt in a similar manner to a cat. They stalk and pounce on prey.
Right. You know, I used to think that the lame, this is actually really apropos, because I used to think that the lamest superpower that could possibly exist would be the ability to tell with absolute certainty whether or not anyone at any point in the world was looking at a fox or a cat. Like, with that kind of, like, you could call them up and be like...
Precision.
Yeah, I'm in Iran, and you could be like, I don't even need to know where you are.
I just know.
Did you see a fox or a cat? You saw a cat.
Yeah. Or so that... it's right up there with the power to smell bacon from 5 miles out, or the ability to melt.
The ability to melt. Not other things, just yourself.
Yes, very lame power.
Yeah, very.
And not even quickly. Like, you get, when a car's coming your way, it's not like you can melt to the ground and it passes over you. No, it's like slowly
melt. Yeah, just very slowly melt. But I didn't know that they were related, so that suddenly that I think that superpower becomes a little more relevant in my mind.
There's more. They also have sensitive whiskers like cats, and they have spines on their tongue like cats do.
Can they breed?
Yeah, they can... Oh, you mean together?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Are you sure? Has anyone
No,
tried?
I'm not sure. I just don't think so. I'd rather someone didn't try.
Where's your due diligence? Look this fact up. We need to come back and talk about whether or not they can breathe.
So foxes also walk on their toes. That's why they kind of look like cats the way they walk.
Yeah.
And they're the only member of the dog family that can climb trees.
Great. The dog family?
Yeah.
Wait. Foxes are members of the dog family?
Part of the Canidae family, related to wolves, jackals, dogs.
Oh, okay.
That's all in the same family.
Oh.
That's why the second fact is so weird, because they have so much in common with cats, despite them being part of the dog family.
Oh, so they are part of the dog family.
They are. They're just like this, they're in this weird middle ground between cats and dogs, you know?
Yeah, at one point, someone couldn't get a date.
Yeah.
And they had, I think they have interbred. That's this theory I'm going to go with.
Let's say yes.
If no one else will take you, a cat will.
Gray foxes have claws that allow them to climb and descend vertical trees quickly. And some foxes even sleep in trees, just like cats sleep in trees sometimes.
Oh, okay.
So that's the end of fact number two.
Okay, that felt like several facts.
It was they have a lot in common with cats, is the fact, and I was explaining why. Like, I was making my case.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the first one was foxes are solitary, then I made my case.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's gonna be.
Okay, good. Then I'm just interrupting you.
No, you're good. Okay. Input is exactly what we're here for, otherwise I'm just talking to myself here.
Oh.
So number three. Yes,
good.
Foxes use the Earth's magnetic field.
What?
Yes. A fox can harness the Earth's magnetic field to hunt. Other animals like birds and sharks and turtles, they have the magnetic sense too. Mm-hmm. But fox is the first one that scientists have discovered use it to catch their prey.
Yeah, I thought sharks did that.
They can sense it, but they don't use it to catch their prey.
Like, how do they use it? Do they, like, take the magnetic waves and tie them up into a net?
No, I think it, like, maybe affects their migration patterns, like birds.
So, wait, so they just, like, can feel, so they're, like, the way, like, like, so foxes are, like, an indigenous peoples who, like, listen to the land, and they just know?
Well, kind of. The fox can see the Earth's magnetic field as a, like, ring of shadow.
What?
Yes. It's like a ring of shadow on its eyes that darkens as it heads towards magnetic north. And when the shadow and the sound the prey makes is lining up, it pounces.
Wait. I'm having a hard time visualizing this. It's got like a... So it sees like a ring... So it seems like a ring around the creature, and then the ring gets smaller as it gets closer?
It's like it helps it pinpoint it. Between sound and the sight of the magnetic field.
So it's like echolocation?
So, like, have you ever seen a video of a fox looking down into, like, the deep snow, and you're like, what is it looking at? And then suddenly it jumps up really high, pounces into the snow, like, 3 or 4 feet deep, and you're like, there's no way it saw what's under there. And then pulls out a mouse.
I have seen this.
That's how it does it.
So it saw, like, its magnetic waves?
Yeah,
or it saw like the Earth's magnetic waves interacting with it?
Yeah, it's like the Earth's magnetic waves interacting with a live thing. It looks like a shadow.
I'm sorry, I'm just having such a hard time believing this Spider-Man-level bullshit, like, Spidey sense. Should we just call it the Fox sense?
It's like, imagine they're just seeing, like, a very faded shadow under the snow.
Oh.
And then they jump. Or a field. Right? So it just allows them to see a shadow without using the sun to see a shadow, instead using the magnetic field of the earth to see a shadow.
It's starting to sound like being a fox now.
Is that a superpower?
Yeah, it just sounds like being a fox.
Yeah, like why isn't there a super fox comic book character or something?
I can see your magnetic waves. You've already...
You bastard, I've already got you. You don't even know. You're already above them. They're like, how did you know? Fool, you're magnetized.
And then they already have a villain for the comic book series.
Magneto.
Samson.
Oh, yeah, Samson.
Samson would be the main villain, tying up foxes by tails.
Yeah. Foxes. I know what you did to my ancestors. I'll never forgive you.
All right, fox fact right. 4.
Number 4. You can buy a pet fox.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is that a fact?
Yes. In the 1960s, a Soviet geneticist, Dmitry Baleyev, bred thousands of foxes before achieving a domesticated fox. Now, it's not a tame fox. A tame fox is a fox that's learned to tolerate humans, but it started out wild, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is a domesticated fox. It's docile toward people from birth.
Oh.
And today, you can buy a pet fox for about $9,000.
Hmm.
Yeah. People say they're curious and sweet-tempered, but they are inclined to dig in the garden. So as long as you don't mind that.
So like they're like a dog.
Yes, but don't forget, they're like a dog that can climb all over your house like a cat would.
Oh.
Because they can climb.
Huh.
And they're more active at night.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like they're like a hybrid.
Yeah, and good luck sneaking up on them with your big-ass magnetic field.
It would always know where I was. I don't know how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm. Attacking your fridge magnets and stuff.
Yeah, I just wear magnets. I throw it off.
Where am I? That's why I said Magneto, because he could, like, throw off the magnetic fields.
Are foxes canon in the X-Men universe?
Like, do they exist?
They should be.
They exist, yeah.
How do you know? Have you ever seen a fox in the X-Men universe?
I can't say for sure, but pretty much all other animals exist in the X-Men universe. They don't... So, in the Marvel universe, they don't take away from things that exist in real life. They just add more. That's what they do. They're basically like, there's no reason to take anything away. Like, all the animals and everything exist. We just need to add more.
We need more things. Okay, I can get on board with that. Yeah. Or what's our last fact?
The last one. Arctic foxes don't shiver until negative 70 degrees Celsius.
They don't shiver? Wait, negative 70 degrees Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Celsius.
What is that in Fahrenheit?
94.
Negative 90? It's 94.
Negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Okay, that's cold as fuck,
a
right?
A balmy 94 degrees, they start to shiver.
That's what they... As soon as it's like 93, they're like, ooh.
Oh, God.
So they live in the northernmost areas of the hemisphere, and they can handle cold better than most animals on Earth.
Uh-huh.
They don't even feel cold until, like we said, negative 70 degrees Celsius or negative 94 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah,
and the white coat that it has is also like camouflage for predators. But as the seasons change, their coat changes too. Turns brown or gray, and then it can blend in with like rocks and dirt and stuff.
It sounds like they're too busy getting all these hot dates, so they can't get cold.
Mm-mm, they always keep nice and warm.
They're like that one person who's like, "Are you cold?" They're, like, wearing shorts in, like, January, and foxes are like, nah, I ain't cold, bro.
Mm-hmm. And then I got one other thing that I know that...
Wait, no, you can't.
I know.
You brought us to 5.
But I just know one thing.
6 fox facts isn't alliterative.
All right, we'll just say this isn't a fact, but a probably.
Okay, what's our probably?
The fennel fox, the one in the desert.
Yeah?
It's 3 pounds. It's the tiniest. Wow. Yeah, it's so tiny.
It's a fennel fox?
It's fennel fox. They live in the desert.
What's fennel mean?
I don't know.
Is it just some name?
Sounds like knockoff flannel.
Is it like the... So does the fennel fox wear flannel in February?
It would look... It would be way too hot. Because it's in the desert. But like the, does the it 3 pounds, it can sit on your hand, the palm of your hand.
Yeah?
3 pounds.
Well, that assumes a lot about your listeners' hands. What if they've got really fragile hands?
Oh, well, then they probably shouldn't be.
What if
up
they've got
foxes.
Arthritic hands?
But if they can't lift 3 pounds, how do they have?
Comment below or go on YouTube Write down a review.
A 5-star review just to tell us.
Yeah, tell us how many fennel foxes you think you could hold before in your hands. It become a problem.
I think I could hold at least 6.
6 fennel foxes?
6 fennel foxes. I mean, I would have to put my hands together, clasp them together, and then bring them near my chest so that I could really, you know, like, hold them all without dropping them.
Oh, no.
I didn't get 6, yeah.
No, that's like,
Is that cheating?
No, you gotta get on my level. What I would do, I would take a note from Samson, and I'd tie their tails together, and I would hold them by their tails.
You'd just be holding...
Which is cruel. I wouldn't actually do that.
It'd be fox nunchucks. That's what it looks like you'd be holding. Like you beat someone with fox nunchucks.
Fennel fox nunchucks.
Are those living foxes? I'm not going to fight you anymore. Ah, making me the victor. No, no it doesn't.
No, those foxes are victims. I'm calling animal services.
So that's it. That's the Fox Facts 5. And one probably.
Yeah, and we don't encourage... We're not pro tying foxes together just for...
No, we're very definitely con on very the tying against, foxes together.
Well, it's not a con. We're not like, it's a negative, but we deal with it. Like, well, I'm against it. Fully against it.
Yes, fully. I would not want to see that happen.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't vote on Proposition Tie and vote. It'd be no.
Even that's... we were already... talking about Samson being a bit of a dick, but I feel like during that episode, that's really when we turned on him.
Oh, yeah.
We were like, it's over for you, Samson.
Absolutely. Get this guy out.
You are not a role model. You know, the other stuff is bad, too.
Oh, yeah. This,
you know,
they're
the killing
all so
and
bad.
Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not a great guy. Go listen to that podcast.
Yeah, go check it out if you haven't. And we're going to end this mini-sode of Fox Facts 5.
Yeah, this has been great.
This has been Tweester.
This is the Deuteronomist.
And we will catch you guys next time.